You're listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with host Doc Martin. Stay tuned in or call in. You won't want to miss what's happening next. How do you step into your maximum potential? How do you connect your spiritual drive with your physical path? Stick around as Doc Martin takes listeners on a journey through the seen and unseen, the accepted and the unbelievable. Get ready to meet the maximum you the world needs on Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin now.
Hey, everybody. Happy New Year. I'm Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine, and I'm here with my good friend, Cece Treadway, who's here now instead of from the forest of Woodstock, New York, from Miami. We were just talking. That's like high voltage. And seriously high. Cece has been my teacher. She's a channel, an intuitive, an energy healer trained at Barbara Brennan, a videographer, a Rhode Island School of Design. She's covered the gamut of human potential. And I love having her here because she is so tapped into the energies. That's what I want to talk about today. So Cece, we've been on a roller coaster, haven't we?
Oh my gosh. It definitely has been a roller coaster. And I feel also that we've gotten somewhat adept at living life on the roller coaster.
Would you agree? Life on the fly.
Yeah.
I think what you're saying, and I think I agree, we're miraculously adaptive.
Yes.
And maybe we needed to know that about ourselves.
I think that as I really, really tapped into what we've gained from these last several years, it's that we're beginning to know ourselves and what we're made of at a very, very core level. And those qualities that make us who we are and that make us stand unflinching in the face of whatever is thrown at us. Mm-hmm. It's those qualities that have become very embedded in who we are and that will carry us forward in this next year.
And I think one of those qualities is when we're pushed to the limit, we really know what we won't take anymore. And out of that comes a real knowledge of what we define ourselves as. We draw our line in the sand. Yeah. And we don't just kind of mush our way through life. We say, this is me and this is what I'm going to do or I'm not going to do.
Yes.
Unfortunately, it's tipped some people into the polarization of saying, you know, I'm not going to be oppressed, and so you can't tell me what to do. Let's fight about it. But I think a better way of seeing it is that we're actually saying, you know, when you've challenged me and pushed me back on the ropes, that's a boxing thing. I've never seen a boxing match. I did see WWF once, but anyway, back against the ropes. And then you say, wait a second, I'm not taking it. And sometimes that not taking it, I'm not taking this stressful job anymore. I'm not putting up with this BS in this relationship. I really don't want to live in the suburbs. And then when we're really pushed, then we say, now I have the courage to change because I can't take it anymore.
Mm-hmm. I agree. And I also think that for many of us, we had with the constant coming back into ourselves, whether we were in isolation or in a bubble with a few people, we had to learn how to be with ourselves in such a new way. And we had to be able to fall back into ourselves over and over and over and over again. Every time we wanted to go out and experience what's out there, something pushed us back in. And that continual coming back in, that's when I feel like I actually started to weave this inner pillar of strength that you could take with you wherever you went through anything.
Right.
So,
and what I love about that is the world, out of so many necessities of the high-tech world we live in, we're challenged to be quiet and go inward. Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but the virus actually gave us one good thing, is we had to go quiet and we had to look inward for our entertainment, our joy, our creativity, instead of always searching for it externally. And I think we're going to find good things out of that.
I think so too. And I think we're seeing, there's been stages of all of this, right? Because then after a time in the beginning, remember, we all went in, everything got quiet, no pollution. Oh my God, so amazing. And then there was like this ferocious unleashing of the human spirit into all the social justice stuff. I mean, it just exploded. And you know, I can speak mostly for what was happening in the United States, but it was like that energy when people just weren't distracted by all this stuff, that mm-hmm. energy of like exactly what you were saying, I'm not going to take it anymore. Like it just started going insane. And so I feel like we're moving through many waves of like those kinds of things that have been simmering under the surface. They then start to come out, and they come out first very ungracefully, and they bang up against the past narrative and the past timeline. And I've been saying that, like, it's like the old way and the new way coming in starts this incredibly ungraceful and sort of spazzy, fragmented dance, you know, more like mm-hmm. a fight. and then we kind of see what happens. But I think that this is also, from my perspective, let's say, as like a healer, I'm constantly sitting in the infinite where all possibilities exist. And I don't actually see at the end of the day that this time is that much different from any other time, in that we still have the choice whether we're going to focus our energies here or there, whether we're sitting in a box or whether we're out in the front lines. We have these choices that we're making all the time. It's a different set of limitations. So it offers a different set of creative options.
And we have seen a lot of bursts of creativity. And in many arenas, and we'll talk about those later on, but I think this whole experience and it's gone on. It's not just the past 2 years. It's not just the virus. Has really called us to say what aspects of us and therefore of humanity do we want to bring forward? Do we really want to carry the old baggage? And so many times we said, hell no. We don't like it. We don't like it. Anyway.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And then also, I'm not sure, like at this point, honestly, if there's any getting rid of anything. We move through these cycles. We move through evolutionary, you know, cycles and energies. We're responding to energies coming in. We're not like forcing things in a way. We're responding to what's moving us. We're expressing what's moving through us from the universe, whether it's politics, reaction to politics. You know, there's just an infinite amount of experiences we can have on this planet. And I'm not sure, like, after all this time doing, like, thinking about these things, I have a lot less idealism about how it's all going to turn out. I just feel like it's more expressions of kind of the same energies.
Mm-hmm. And maybe that's not so bad, because maybe that's us getting, while we're alive, to explore. And explore again and explore again.
Right. And if you come from like a multi-lifetime spiritual tradition, like if you believe in reincarnation and all that stuff, which is very deeply within my own practice and memories and all of that, I see so many similarities between the time we're in now to other times we've been in and how they all work together. We're all just really still in it now. And, you know, which one are you choosing right now, consciously and unconsciously? And I understand that sometimes people are like, oh, it's spiritual bypassing or all that kind of stuff. And we're definitely, I believe, here to live life fully. And if we are unhappy with our circumstances, then we're going to do what we can to get out of them. And it's also, I think, really good to help other people through those, through moving into different experiences or having better access to things and all that. So this is not to say like we shouldn't be doing anything, but like truly, if we're asking where the energy is going, they're evolving. And we're working with ingredients. We're working with paint that we've been painting with since the beginning. And I think like Earth is this just incredible, diverse physical place where we're in it for the dark and the light. We're in it for all of these different varieties of like both the good and the bad forever. That's what I think. But I could be wrong. I'm absolutely positive that I'm wrong.
I do see what you mean, though, because that sort of glorified view that we're going to hit ascension and everything's going to be light. We don't exist as humans without contrast. And I don't think we can choose creatively if everything is one frequency of light. I think you've got to have the mix. But
I feel like we're here for the mix. We're here for the mix.
What makes, and that choice point is what's exciting.
You know, yes. And I think we are learning that more than ever right now, the choice point, mm-hmm. you know. But I think that this year is going to, it's going to be very chaotic. And so our choices, like our external is not going to be giving us that much of a break still. So this inner game is just going to get stronger and more powerful. And maybe that's the whole plan the whole time, you know, I don't know.
So, Cece, I want you to hold that thought because I really want to explore that more later on in the show, because while the external is going haywire, and I think you're right, it's going to keep being haywire, our inner world doesn't have to be. And right. And that's what I think we're learning. So, but anyway, we're going to take a short break. I want to remind everybody that this is a call-in show. If you're listening live, and many of you I know are going to be hearing this on the archived, on the podcast, but this is a live call-in. And Jacob, you better put in the chat the phone number because I don't remember. I'm sorry. It's on Facebook Live right now on Transformation Talk Radio. The phone number will be there. 800-930. Is that 2819, Jacob? 2819. Call in because Cece is a phenomenal intuitive and she will give you a hit on guidance for the new year. We're going to take a short break. Be right back.
How many times do you find yourself saying, it was nothing, or just doing my job, when really you knocked it out of the park? How did you get like this? Next time someone tells you, great job, you'll know how to accept it and not deflect it by listening to Courage to be Seen Radio with host Sherry Clark. Sherry Clark is an experienced global engineering leader, coach, and mentor. From her experiences one-on-one coaching to corporate consulting and executive coaching, Sherry has learned many women need at least three things to discover and face success. Learn about the ACES program, how to survive male-dominated fields with grace and authenticity, and reach the top without ever once giving up on who you are. Courage to be Seen host Sherry Clark explores the awesome power of your entire self and how far you can go by being more you. Check out her website, couragetobeseen.com. You have the courage to be seen. See you later.
Are you trying to figure out the best way to learn about your life purpose and how to access your soul gifts? Let Adrienne Cobb introduce you to the power behind her Wild Magic membership. Adrienne's Wild Magic membership is a one-of-a-kind, ongoing monthly program designed to connect you to your own life mastery and to live in a more expanded consciousness with your tribes of light. To learn more, visit mywildmagic.com. That is mywildmagic.com.
Not just talk, conversation for profound self-awareness. Stick with us. Your best life awaits on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
everybody. I'm Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine. I'm back with my friend Cece Treadway. And what you may not know already about Cece is that she is a phenomenal intuitive, a channel, an empath, a healer, a musician, an artist, painter. Oh my gosh. She has this painting of horses that's, anyway, wonderful. And she's joining us from High Voltage Electrified, Miami. And tell us about Miami. I've only been to the airport. I've never been in Miami.
Really?
Okay.
Well, Miami right now is the blockchain capital of the world. So if you know what that is, it just means that the whole cryptocurrency movement has kind of based itself out of here recently, because the governor started calling everybody in and making it real easy for them to do so.
You know, we'll talk about this later. Truthfully, I don't totally get it. I don't understand. My nephew trades in crypto and actually makes money at it.
Yes.
Like a lot of money.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyway, it's like, later we're going to talk about NFTs, which I really don't get, but as an artist, you probably do get. But anyway.
Probably get it a little bit more than you, and enough to so that your audience will get a basic idea.
Good. So music in Miami.
I mean, Miami is just alive, and it's been alive the entire pandemic. It did not shut down. In fact, where everyone else is shutting down and feeling compressed, Miami has been expanding. And I spent last winter down here because I did not feel like wintering in upstate New York, and because my parents were here. And wow, it was just amazing, the growth economically, spiritually, emotionally, community-wise, the level of sustainable and sacred event spaces. I was like completely floored.
Wow.
At the cultural difference between being in a place like New York and being in Florida, and especially Miami. The warmth of the people and of the many different cultures that live here, and in the way that even though we had this pandemic going on, they still prioritized life over fear, period. Like, I just felt so grateful to experience a different way of handling, at least emotionally, handling what's going on. And I've lived in Miami a lot over the years. And when I was younger, I always felt like Miami is just its own universe. Like, it really doesn't pay too much attention to anything else. And I would say that really kind of worked in its favor for this. And I know people criticize Florida and Miami a lot for the way that they've handled things, but I can tell you, being here, like, I would take it over anything else.
Well, you know, you said something important that's applicable to anywhere. And I confess I suffer from this, being a practicing physician in a clinic where I am literally 3 feet, 2 feet up close and personal to sick people. I've had my share of fear of this virus. I've seen people very, very sick. I've seen the worst of it. So I've got hypervigilance.
Of course.
And I had to find a way to put that fear to bed, or to build faith enough to know I'm going to be smart, I'm going to use common sense. But I have seen that fear polarize people. I have people who are going postal.
Yeah.
And I totally understand that when so many of us say we're not going to buy into the fear. Well, along with that comes the lack of common sense, from my point of view, when I see sick people medically speaking.
Right. Yeah.
When I see the people getting sick.
Yes.
So I totally, you know, fear is not good for your immune system. It's not good for your energy field. you know, I just think it's part of the oppressive thought fields that we are saying no to.
I mean, this is, of course, could open up a really huge discussion in which there is like a lot of nuance. There's a lot of nuance, right. You know? So we could go in that direction. You know what I mean?
But just that I know what it's like to, on a daily basis, fight fear. I know how constricting and not life affirming that it is.
Yeah.
So to be in a space that is choosing aliveness and putting aside fear, that kind of expansive energy has to feel really good.
Well, it does. And I would say some of it is really culturally based. And so we have to take into consideration that certain cultures are already living with a level of, you know, joy for life, you could say, or togetherness, family orientation, like, and certain cultures are more into alone time, taking space, like are naturally attuned to what the standard of the rules were. So you can, you know, it's that nuance that I'm talking about. So even though people might be actually using a lot of common sense down here, I didn't really find people weren't using common sense. I found they just weren't freaking out about it. And they were still looking at you with love in their eyes. So more what I'm saying. You know, we have like some of the highest vaccination rates in Florida. It's not like people are like, you know, they're just also still having a good time. And we have a lot of outdoor space. So, and I'm sure people could argue with me and come down on me for everything I just said, but we're going through it no matter what. And however we handle it, it seems we're all still going through it.
So what else have you noticed with your clients over the past several years? What other themes of our collective struggle have you picked up on?
Well, you know, everybody, and I think sometimes maybe the people in my camps, because I work with a lot of healers. So I work with a lot of people who've really been doing transformational work for 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, right? So these are seasoned people that come into my office 95% of the time. Almost all of them have had massive, like seismic changes within their own lives, within their own karmic fabrics. People who really thought the bulk of their transformative work was kind of behind them came back with intense, difficult things to work. So it's been really like an honor to hold space for people while some of like, I would say ancestral stuff came up a lot and made people really like stand differently in their own bodies. But also what we were talking about before, people learn what they were made of and who they really are, what their actual foundational values were. That just became so clear to people. And sometimes it was surprising because maybe you were in a community that you thought was filled with like-minded people. But when, you know, everything hit the fan, you actually find out who's thinking like you and who's not. And that was weird. And I think we could say that, you know, around the world, right? Right. But I think for a lot of healers have the job like therapists have to really hold a neutral space for their clients. But we've also maybe spent the last, you know, our entire lifetime learning about things like alternative health, alternative, right? Medicine, medical approaches from all over the world, energy healing, all of the shamanic stuff and medicine stuff. And, you know, to have that conversation be so shut down and ridiculed and pushed under the carpet in a way again and be considered dangerous was such a huge like heartbreak and soul break for people to say, wow, these contributions and these gifts and like the miracles that I have seen as a healer working with doctors and with Chinese medical doctors and, you know, other traditions, like these teams we were building to have the homogeny of thought take over and then be silenced in a way. There was a lot of working through that with people of like, all right, how do we still show up for ourselves and for our communities and for the people that we're taking care of, still maintain that neutrality in the face of a narrative that's actually directly saying that what we think or what we feel is dangerous. That's very, very challenging.
It is challenging because it was hard enough to bring it forward, however many, you know, children of the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, and bringing that forward, the beliefs, the really talking, the metaphysical talk was hard enough to bring into the mainstream. And then if you have it challenged again or squelched again, that's soul draining.
It was like, is this what we did all this for? Is this what we just pioneered for? We broke through all these barriers. And then it was like, so working out some of those issues, whether they were clients or just colleagues, there was a lot of support that needed to happen. And for us to reorient ourselves and trust, like, you know, that it's okay. And listen, I've never been busier in my practice. So it's not like the actual work stopped. It's that we just couldn't talk about it.
Right.
So yeah. And again, with all these things that are happening, like the amount of expansion that's going on underneath is happening no matter what, because we're responding to energy. We really are. So it doesn't matter sometimes what, anyway, I know we're going to a break soon. But.
No, I'm glad to hear that. I was just reminded of one of the things. I live in a very politically conservative, not a lot of expansion that's at least visible on the surface. And one of the things I've struggled with being a woman who has broken through many glass ceilings and really been a women's lib kind of energy, and seeing the young women, it's not even on their radar. And then it's sort of like, what did I do all this for? What did I push to be a woman in a male field multiple times, and then have you guys just sort of cave and give it up to the men in the group that you're in and surrender yourselves? So I know that from a different topic, but I know that feeling of, whoa, don't you guys see what, you know, anyway, wake up. But then I think it'll all come around.
For sure.
or something alchemical will happen and it'll be something new and different.
Yeah,
I think the possibilities are endless.
Exactly. As we were sort of saying before, you know, what's happening is that the sheer variety of experiences we can have on Earth are showing themselves. Mm-hmm. And the truth of things, maybe we didn't have, you know, anyway, we can get into it more.
Perfect. All right. So we're going to take a short break, but just reminding people, if you want some quick guidance for the new year, from either Cece or myself, 800-930-2819. And we'll be right back.
We are courageously expanding love on my new show, The Elizabeth Cunningham Show, every Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time on transformationtalkradio.com. Join me and my guests where we talk about relationships, sex, love, and the ways we wish we could be but never thought were possible. Visit elizabethannecunningham.com and subscribe.
Tune into Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce every first and third Tuesday of the month
at noon Pacific, 3 o'clock Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Join Susan and her guests as they share the stories that shift our souls about radical transformations, courageous breakthroughs, and life lessons. Three Things I've Learned with Susan Dolce. For more information, go to transformationtalkradio.com or visit Susan's website at susandolce.com.
Are you tired of waking up and starting your day already feeling overwhelmed and anxious? Join me, Laura Goldstein, for Coffee with the Universe, where we talk how to start the day feeling calm, collected, and confident instead. Tune in every third Tuesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern on Transformation Talk Radio. Visit www.cwtu.net for show details.
Want to ignite your best life full of joy, passion, and purpose? Then join me, Stephanie James, for The Spark, Wednesday nights, 6 o'clock Pacific Time, 9 o'clock Eastern, on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and learn how together we can illuminate the world. Learn more on StephanieJames.world. The best is yet to come.
So I just heard some music on the break that I had never heard before. But anyway, I'm Doc Martin, Maximum Medicine. I'm here with my good friend, Cece Treadway. And we're going to talk about, this is 2022. This is a new year. Let's make it a new year. So Cece, what do you, when you've channeled and you've been in discussion with your guides, what have you seen ahead for us for this coming year?
Well, they have been very clear that it's going to be a little chaotic. The word they used was chaotic. And so, again, we're not necessarily going to get a break externally. So where they've been taking me and us and my, you know, when I work with my students and everything is really understanding that even amongst all this expansion, we were talking about cryptocurrency and NFTs and all these ways that you can, that are expanding right now. And because the human spirit loves to, under pressure, just go for it, go for its goals. So that's what we're seeing. We're seeing like the human spirit just going for it anyway. And that's part of where, what we're doing, but where we're starting is understanding that, listen, no matter what's going on outside of ourselves, like truly, we're the main show here. We're the source of our source. It's not crypto. It's not the expansion. It's not politics. It's not this like dangling fifth dimensional quantum existence, you know, that we're trying to get to. We're not trying to get anywhere. They really are just still kind of saying like you in, but in to the place of remembering of who we are in the holy waters of our soul more than ever, because it's in this deep remembering that we can relax. We can relax into these truths that we've gained for ourselves, this resilience, this strength, this presence in the face of anything. It's that ability to continually say, no matter what exciting thing or terrifying thing is going on around me, my infinite and sacred consciousness is the main deal. This comes before relationship. It comes before setting up your retirement. It comes before, you know, taking care of my elderly parents. Like, that's not the deal. The deal is this amazing show, the sacredness of our beings is always first. We are the all that is, like truly. And in that space, we can rest into this amazing collective field of remembering that we're all coming to. If we could say we're doing anything right now, it's just remembering. We're not trying to get anywhere. It's a subtle shift in energy dynamics that makes then your ability to make decisions very precise. not urgent, not hurried, not from anything other than your level of ability to be the source that you are within the source that everybody is, presents you with the opportunities that are right for that moment, whether they feel good or bad. That's very, very precise for evolution itself to continue in the remembering. I mean, maybe that sounds super abstract, but that's the like primary thing they're telling us. From there, you want to make some very precise decisions to expand your financial portfolio as this sort of like amazing, you know, decentralized, crystalline, kind of infinite new economic system is being birthed. That's great. But remember, you're still the main deal here.
I'll just share a different way of coming at it that I think is saying the same thing. You know that I study with Patrice Fields, who's a incredible mystic and seer. And her guidance has been telling us that rather than this working for ascension of different dimensions or clearing karma, energetically, and I'm going to use my words because she'll say it differently and much more eloquently, but hook up, feel, hook up, step into, be with the life force.
Mm-hmm.
And that, I think, is the same thing you're saying. It's the remembering that core of who we really are, energetically, galactically, intergalactically, our connection. And I think it speaks energetically to the remembering of our connection, literally our energetic connection to the earth. Mm-hmm. Be in that life force and bring that life force forward. And that's what you're talking about of Miami being so alive. Bring that life force forward for every decision you make. And every decision is then pulsing with forward momentum.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's for me, the challenge is being aware of it at the moment of a decision and then feeling into it. And when you're a think person who had to learn how to go into feeling. So it's a whole, you know, for me, that's my challenge is how do I tap into that? How do I ride
the life
that
force? Current? Yeah, I mean, life force to me is even beyond feeling, right? Because our feelings can change every 2 seconds. The life force is this, yeah. Is an incredibly strong, it's the force of life and it does pulse. Mm-hmm. And it is the remembering, right? It's the thing that we find ourselves doing something before we've even thought about it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's a very powerful force. It's the most powerful force. And as we sink into that truth in ourselves, that we're actually really, we are hooked up to these forces that are pulsing through us, then we're not necessarily stressing about decisions, but it's very, very hard to let go of the mind thinking it's supposed to be controlling this force all the time. It's supposed to be actually controlling the future. We cannot, we are literally like these little things, and like the forces of the universe are huge.
So maybe another way of saying it is to really be the ninja riding the waves, to be nimble, energetically nimble on your feet.
I think ninja is a great way to think about it. And also, I mean, we can relax. I mean, ninjas are super relaxed, I'm sure, to be able to do what they do, because they got to be like, you know, in the matrix, slowing everything down in that relaxed state. That's where it all happens, right? And like, we can kick back and have some fun. I mean, you know, that's like, to be that stealth all the time is a lot of pressure. That's all.
Right. And the other thing you said that I think is so true is that when you are in the remembering, the life force, when you're riding that wave and you're just flowing with it, that you're in flow, you don't stop and analyze or think or choose or control, you're following the main flow so that things should come more easily. Things should, you don't have to sit around and have a vision board, although those work really well. And
I mean, you pulse to do it.
Right. And I think things are going to come more quickly. If you can tap into that life force, I think the things that your soul has wanted to materialize are going to come more quickly.
I don't know. Maybe. And
maybe. That's
so,
my hope.
Yes, that is definitely the hope. And the hope is that it also is super easy. And I think what I feel like Spirit's really trying to teach us is that here in the third dimension, we're going to get it. We're going to be in the vortex, you could call it, like, and it's all going to flow and feel good. But the vortex can also be full of hard stuff. Mm-hmm. So we may think we've stepped out of our flow when actually Spirit or ourselves or whatever is just using something difficult as synchronicity. It's just as important, whether it's an illness, a death or a heartbreak or a disillusionment, whatever it is, it's like, it's in the flow. It's in the creational process here. We need both. So I think sometimes people think right. The idea is to like figure it out so everything's good all the time. And it's not.
No.
So you could be just as successful with like the worst year of your life of your synchronistic life force, because you just embraced, you went fully into that illness or whatever. Myself, I struggled. I had a really difficult situation with Lyme last year, which was like the hardest thing I've gone through. There were so many compounding elements, and I was so mad at Spirit because I had done all this work to be healthy, to get it right, to, you know, make sure I had it all figured out. You know what I mean? Like, I found myself in that pattern again, thinking I knew it all. And then Spirit's like, okay, here we go. She's good. All right. She's good. Boom. I mean, to say it went down is like an understatement, you know? And it took me a long time to be able to hear like, you know what? You just did that so well. You just dealt with this disease so well. Like, that was the best. You know, I could hear my like Spirit supporting the depths at which that energy of life that was killing me was participating in my creative process. Like, I felt so completely stripped of my old good and bad, you know, reward system, which apparently was still in there. You know, anyway, I'm not even saying I'm done with that, but.
Well, you know, I've had those challenges myself, not hard like yours. That sounds really hard. But just when things, like when I just know my body's older and getting angry at the, you know, but I think you're right. All of those ups and downs are part of life force. And to think that we're all going to be la 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 all day long isn't what life is all about. But
no.
So
we know where we're actually going. We don't know where we're actually going. We're literally just hurling through space. I mean, that's really, really true. We don't know where we're going.
I don't like that thought.
I know.
I know it to be true, but I don't. My controlling mind doesn't like it, but we're going to take a short break and we're going to come back. And the last section of our evening tonight is to talk about how you can, in many arenas in life, how you can maximize the benefits of making it through and of doing it with experience.
Everyone, this is Courtney Cottrell, host of Unapologetically Favorite on Transformation Talk Radio, here to give you some tips on how you can move your life forward if you're feeling stuck by using the GROW model. First, use the letter G to write down the goal that you ultimately want to achieve, whether it's working out 1 hour a day or working towards a promotion at work. Second, using the letter R, think realistically about the roadblock that is currently holding you back from accomplishing your goals. Third, use the letter O. Think about the options or opportunities that will help you in achieving your goal. What can you change in your daily routine that will help you move closer to achieving your goal? Fourth, use the letter W to discover your will and make a true commitment to achieving your goal by writing down a completion date. Once you've reached your goal, celebrate your accomplishment. You are capable of achieving anything you set your mind to. Never give up and keep being unapologetically you.
Are you curious about who the Holy Spirit is, or whether or not the Holy Spirit is real, and even more so, how to connect with an invisible God on a deeper level? Join me, Dr. Lisa Kohut, on Making the Holy Spirit Famous every second and fourth Friday at 2 p.m. Pacific and 4 p.m. Central Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to begin that relationship, to begin to deepen your relationship with the Holy Spirit. To work with me, go to HolySpiritCoach.com. See you soon.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack, and yes, our office is open, and we are doing strictly phone consultations. If you would like to call and get tuned up, it's perfect time with everything that's going on and things aren't calming down. Pick up the phone and give us a call. It's quick and easy, and it's fun. If you'd like more information on it, you can look at MaryJaneMack.com or call our office at 888-777-4232.
Get empowered on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hi, you guys. Doc Martin here with CC Treadway, Maximum Medicine. We're going to spend our last 10 minutes kind of talking about this energies we've been talking about with the guidance, what can we actually do in this new year? And I want Cece to tell you guys how you can connect with her. She has amazing classes. I'm busy writing my books, so I haven't joined them lately, but I have been her student for, gosh, since 2008 at least, Cece.
Wow.
Maybe earlier than that. That was in Sedona.
The teacher.
2008 was Sedona, so it was even before that. But anyway, tell everybody how they can connect with you, and then a little bit about this coming year and what people should try to bring into their lives.
Well, you can just go to my website, which is lightschoolarts.com, and everything they need to know is there. Connect with me, get on the mailing list to find out about upcoming classes. At the moment, I don't have an upcoming class, but I do have monthly channelings that I do called Creation Activation, and you'll find out about those if you're on the mailing list. And we really have a good time. Every month, we channel, the guides come in, give healings, they give the energies, and they really respond to who's there. And it's just always a good time. But I do work as a healer. And so I work a lot with people, especially now, just clearing energies. There's a lot of just clearing energies. So people's self can just shine through, because the self, as I said, has gotten really, really strong, but there's also a lot of like interference going on. So there's a lot of just like clearing the interference, and then boom, 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 boom. And people's evolutionary processes are just kind of like moving, they're going. You know, the life force is pulsing, as we've been talking about. And I love to work with people to develop creative ideas. If they have any kind of vision, like right now, the program I'm running is the Sacred Music School. So I'm working with a bunch of amazing burgeoning singer-songwriters and sacred musicians, and we're all creating music together, and they're creating a big project. And so that's really exciting. I do things like that for all the different arts. And you know, and also just working with women, especially relational trauma, sexual trauma, all the womb work, the women's work. That's something I've been doing for like 20 years. So that's in there, but it's all on the website. And let's get to talking about just things you can do for your physical body this year. Well, remember, we're dealing with circumstances now that are unusual, right? Because the level of stress just in the energy, in the environment is like times 10 of what it normally is. So just knowing that wherever you are, you're doing great. You know, like if you're here and you can still feel your heart, even if you can't, like you're doing great. Because this is not easy, what we're dealing with. So knowing that, if, you know, depending on your situation, right? Because everybody's in a different situation. But if you can remember, really pay attention, the guides were clear about this. If you can cultivate a practice of remembering your true spiritual nature, and if you can within that, let's say you already have that going, to take the time in your meditation to relax into the collective field of remembering that's actually really good, the thing that is feeding health, the thing that is feeding life force, that's feeding hope, that's feeding freedom. If you can actually relax into that, then you're going to be in the, like a generator of nourishment rather than a generator like of like a dementor, like the dementor field that's going on. You know, you really, really, really have to step out of that and into, you know, the life force, into the remembering. That is the number one thing for everything. From there, you will have the will to take care of yourself physically. You will actually think your physical health matters at that point. If you're not tapped in that way within yourself and in the collective field, then it's going to be hard to convince yourself you should even try. So your body wants to be loved. Your body wants to be encouraged. When I was going through my big, you know, initiation with Lyme, the thing that I learned was how like completely in love with my body I actually was. I didn't know that. I didn't know like the level of partnership I was in this body that I was inhabiting, and her particular sensitivities, her particular needs, which I had tried to override. You know, because I'm a really sensitive being and I wanted to be stronger. I didn't want to have to do all those things. I didn't want to have to listen so closely. I just, you know, want to be a normal person a lot of the time. Well, guess what? That's not what my body wants. She wanted a level of love and sensitivity and care and attunement that I had not been giving her. She wanted me to step up my self-care so much more beyond than what I thought I was doing, so that it's not self-care anymore. It's relationship. It is relationship with your sacred vehicle, your body, your most blessed physical thing that you have been with your entire lifetime, that agreed to wrap itself around your soul energy and go on this ride. And you're on, it is a primary partnership. And I think like that level of devotion I had never understood prior to that journey, not in that way. I think that's the best thing. And your body will respond really quickly as to what it wants to eat, where it wants to be, what it can do, even if you're juggling three kids and a job and you're freaking out. You know what I mean? Like, no matter where you are, even just to take a moment to say to your body at the end of the day, wow, thank you so much. You did so great today. Every time I felt a new level of life force come back from my body's ability to kick in and fight what was going on and teach me, I was just like, I would just thank her, tell her what a great job she did, you know? And wow, that was just so amazing. Thank you so much. Let's keep going. Like, you are learning how to heal and how to be strong, and I'm listening and we're working together and I love you. Like, you are my priority. So that kind of thing.
I love that.
I mean, there's limitless diets we can eat. There's limitless approaches we can have to health, but what your body wants and needs is going to be, it's going to be something you listen to, and you'll get pointed in the right direction if you make it a priority.
So do you think that you could, can you use that same discussion with your body for advising you and moving through relationships you're in?
I think absolutely, you know, absolutely. And I think it's also okay to like want that back, you know? Mm-hmm. And then of course we have to be realistic. It's people are very complicated, but like if we know that the base level of our connection is based on this devotion, if we agree that that's the default place, that we know that this person is just doing their best to show up and be in our lives, and vice versa, if we can see their intentionality is where it needs to be, and we make these agreements to be in devotion. And I think I have this with some of my friends, that we've made these agreements, you know, that we're going to always default to this devotion to love and to recognizing that the other is always trying to do their best, never trying to hurt us. and working out the kinks as we evolve. Yeah.
That's a wonderful default to go to.
Yeah. Because still going to have differences.
But it honors the human in the other person that is as challenged and as struggling and as flawed as we are.
Absolutely.
And if you can love the flawed just as we love it in ourselves, isn't that a miraculous place to be?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And those flaws are what make us so diverse and unique and interesting, right? And the way those flaws create or add dimension to personalities, to behaviors, to life choices, all that.
Yep. I love that. Anything you want to tell people for 2022 and beyond, Cece?
Just take those amazing qualities that you've developed, that you're sure of in yourself, and see them through. Let them commit to them, like really commit to yourself and to make your dreams take flight. Because that human spirit can focus and focus now.
I love that. So just a reminder to listeners, Cece does her monthly channeling called Creation Activation. You can find that on her website, lightschoolarts.com. They're wonderful. I was telling her for years to bring them back because I had missed them, and now I'm so busy I haven't gotten back to it. But Cece, thank you for being here with us tonight.
Thank you so much, Sharon.
Happy 2022. Let's make it a really good one. And let's dive deeper into the remembering.
Yes. Yes, I love that. All right. Have a beautiful night, everybody.
All right. Jacob, thank you. We'll sign off now.
You've been listening to Maximum Medicine Radio with Doc Martin. Tune in next time while the doc talks health, spirituality, and the impact your beliefs have on every part of who you are, body and soul. Doc Martin unpacks the challenges we face as human beings and teaches callers to open the door between the scientific and the mystical. To learn more about Doc Martin and Maximum Medicine, visit www.SharonMartinMD.com.
Views expressed on this program are those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the views of the station, its management, or advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.